As you wander around these gardens, you'll find beds of roses scattered throughout. Their number has changed over time. What remains constant is that most are hybrid tea, which means mostly single-stemmed, and floribunda, or branching bouquet, roses of the 1950s and 1960s. Among them are Australian bred roses. The pink perfecta rose, a sport grown from Rosa cords perfecta and Rosa golden dawn, is one. The rose beds were added with publicly raised funds at the prompting and urging of the Develop Castlemaine and District Committee in the 1960s. They were maintained by volunteers for some time. They are significant because they express changing horticultural interests over time, and their introduction remains the only significant design change to these gardens in the second half of the 20th century. This occurred during the curatorship of the garden's last live-in curator, Stan Wickham, who recorded what was planted. Today's garden caretakers are committed to retaining the mid-20th century collection. They reintroduce, where possible, roses listed in Stan Wickham's 1965 sketch, which he drew up after the first rose beds were planted. That sketch included the Australian bred roses called Lorraine Lee and Sedalis Brooks. Curiously, the inside edge of the original beds in that sketch featured roses arranged in alphabetical order. In the rose bed closest to and parallel to Downs Road, you'll find three memorials. One honours Castlemaine's first female mayor councillor, Nellie Sheehan. She was elected to the Castlemaine Borough Council in 1942 and was mayor in 1954 and 1955. Roses belong to the Rosaceae family, which includes plums, cherries, peaches, apricots and almonds. Their rose hips, the seed heads left after flowering, are used to make tea, jellies and hydrating skin oils.